Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. For those of you who had followed me for a pretty good while, I've been running best ofs for about a month. I had some health problems and then I was out of pocket. I couldn't get back to here, but I'm back in gear. So I'll do some fresh information now. I should say, for those of you that actually go directly to my web, bruce.dooley.com, which you're welcome to do, but it was hacked about the same week I ended up having a heart problem, and it was hacked, and I mean this, by Russians. That sounds weird, and they made it into a gambling. It wasn't anything political or anything. I was just too casual with my passwords and stuff because I never thought anybody in the world would ever worry about what I was putting on the radio. Anyway, bruce.dooley.com is back, available, but there's not anything in it. I'm trying to populate it. It's got a couple of test shows, and I think this show will begin with it, and then I'll start putting back. I have thousands of shows, so I'll start a cherry pick, and I'll repopulate that for the most popular shows that I had the most hits on. But anyway, bear with me on it. Otherwise, you still can get me, of course, KVLF and out in the Alpine area. I'm on a couple other stations that play me part-time when they need a fill-in on the weekends. And I'm on all podcasts. Apple treats me very well. Spotify, iTunes, iHeart. You just have to put in Organic Matters and you'll find my show. So it's still out there, full force. That's just I'm having to rebuild my own website. So here we go. So to get me and everybody back into the swing of things, I'm going to do some of my favorite reasons that I think supporting organic is better for your health, better for the environment, and actually, in the long run, even better for the economy. Let me start with a quick factoid I talk about several times a year, and that's bees. Think about this. 1/3 of the world's food production relies on bees for pollination. Unfortunately, there's a band of toxins literally on the loose out there, especially in the United States. They're called neonicotinoid insecticides. And they are used to be implicated. Now they know for a fact that they're part of the problem of our declining bee population. We need to cut them out. Most of the world has. We're still using them in the United States and a few countries in Europe. A lot of the other people have already made them illegal to put out. Number one thing that people ask me all the time, is organic growing methods better for the soil? And there's only one answer. It absolutely is. Organic growing methods in farming have shown to definitely increase the soil health, the microbial biodiversity, and even produce plants that have a richer variety of vitamins, minerals, and the things we need than if they're grown synthetically. And do look for the certified organic seal. That seal means the same thing in many different languages. It's the ultimate stamp of trust for consumers because the USDA's National Organic Program regulates both domestic and imported goods, holding them both to the same stringent standards. It's that green and white sticker you see, folks. It says USDA on it. I've lost a little confidence in it because they did add a few new products a year or two ago. Well, actually, when Trump was president, that I didn't agree with, although they don't really end up being dangerous, they're certainly unnecessary in an organic program. And why is that important to me and should be important to you? Because to this day, there's over 2,000 synthetic substances that can be added to conventional packed foods that you eat. The government leaves the proof of safety, can you believe this, to the manufacturers without requiring third party or any federal oversight. In other words, you don't even know what's in your food if it doesn't have an organic sticker on it. Part of that list includes artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives that are prohibited in the certified organic foods. That's one reason why it is excellent news that some of the most popular food dyes in the U.S., red number 40, yellow number 5, and yellow number 6, have been found to contain a number of carcinogens and are no longer able to be used in any organic program. I've become a bigger and bigger tea drinking person for a number of reasons. But then I looked at this. Are you sipping extra chemicals every time you have a cup of tea? I didn't even realize this. Dehydrating the plants that make tea increases pesticide residues, by as much as 4 times, and water-soluble pesticide residues can infuse into your beverage. So if you're going to have a cup of tea, get it organic. A good friend, lady friend of mine bought me a whole box of organic teas, and they're just wonderful. To move along, antibiotic-resistant bacteria are not something you want in your next burger or your next chicken sandwich. Choose organic to lower the risk of encountering them. A recent study, I found that the production and the processing of certified organic meats, listen to this, significantly lower the prevalence of what I call those unsavory microbes that you really don't want in your body, especially on a regular basis, or to feed your children. I'm a big proponent of cocoa, but the real cocoa. And this is a new study I just found. The study was comparing organic and conventional cacao farms in Ghana and found that they measured 6 ways organic chocolate was better. 20% higher profitability, 26% higher biodiversity, 27% greater gender equality, I'm not sure what that's about, 30% less water use, 25% less land degradation, and 22% fewer greenhouse gases in comparison to the commercial chocolate producers in the same part of Ghana. And here's something that you guys, if you keep your ear to the ground at all, have probably heard a lot about. Adverse effects of glyphosate exposure in childhood can follow into their adulthood. This is what the latest study shows. An 18-year study found that kids with higher urinary levels of glyphosate breakdown chemicals had a 14% greater chance of elevated liver enzymes, and as adults, a 55% higher risk of developing metabolic disorders. So I'll mention here again, the organic program does not allow any glyphosates to be part of the program. To kind of make you, I say worry, I hate to say it, it makes me worry, but just think about this. The latest study shows that 9.4 million tons, not million pounds, tons of glyphosate have been sprayed on fields since they started using it in 1974. According to the most current estimate, this is 2016, it's as far back as I could find it. There's more than 2,300 Olympic-sized swimming pools worth of carcinogenic pesticides, and it's still going up. Not by organic farmers, though. That's why I'm doing this. Because organic agriculture prohibits the use of any glyphosate product at all. Just as an aside, there's a few times, and I have been involved in organic gardening and even ranching for 30 years now, when something non-organic really needs to be used. It's critical. But the good news, if they're in an organic program, they can maintain organic, but that particular item, whatever it is, goes through a thorough evaluation of every proposed input it can, and it's conducted before it's allowed to be used and proven to be not harmful to human health, or not just to us, but not harmful to the environment, or it was not allowed. Another thing that comes up, because a lot of people know I've been in this organic thing forever, is they keep saying, well, we can't feed the planet with organic food. Folks, not like the old days, organic yields now outperform conventionals by about 30%, especially during periods of extreme weather. And this is according to a long-running program over 40 years, part of which was of a man that's passed away, but was a friend of mine, Rodale Farms Systems Trials. And yields are similar to conventional during normal conditions and always exceeded the conventional in what we call tough times. In non-organic programs, unfortunately, synthetic fungicides like amazolil and thiobendazole aren't allowed in organic production. However, this is the bad number, about 90% of conventional citrus samples that were tested had residue of one or both of those chemicals. And this is according to the EWG, an environmental working group that does nonprofit testing of the foods and especially the fruits and vegetables that we eat. One of my pet peeves, because I love them so much, is strawberries. One strawberry, I think, is just too tiny to carry 10 plus pesticide residues, wouldn't you think? That's how many residues 30% of all conventional strawberries contained in the most recent USDA test. One thing you gotta stick to, folks, organic strawberries, if you're gonna have strawberries, and they're more expensive and they're hard to come by. But because of the structure of a strawberry, it just holds on to those chemical residues more than even most of the other berries do. Too bad. And a quick note here, just in case you don't realize it, if you're certified organic, you're not seeing GMO. GMOs are not allowed in the production of organic fruits or vegetables. I can mention dozens of food, but I'm kind of running through the ones that I deal with and I love myself. Did you know that onions are one of the best sources of flavonoids there is? That's great news because these potent little free radical scavengers helped to maintain cellular health by neutralizing free radicals in your body. According to a 6-year study comparing organic and conventionally grown onions, now you know where I'm going, organic came out on top by far. Your organic onions had as much as 50% higher flavonoid content than their conventionally grown counterparts. I hate to keep throwing statistics at you, but here's another one I found in all my studies this week. Studies have shown that switching to a diet of organic foods significantly reduces pesticide metabolites in the urine. One study resulted in an 89% reduction of urinary pesticide breakdown products. And that was, here's the interesting part, all after only sticking to eating all organic foods for just 1 week. So just let me give you an off-the-cuff rundown, because I've been in this, and what was it? I was in organic when organic wasn't cool. It takes a little bit more effort. In the front, it costs a little bit more. Even the seeds and the plants that you're going to get, if you get organic, are a little bit more expensive. But number one, we now know, treated properly, they produce as good and most cases better than conventional. Number two, where the money comes in is down the road. If you raise and have your children and your family on organics, everything else is not going to cost as much, including your doctor bills and the health of your family and your children, and in my case, even my pets. So if you want to change a lifestyle, it takes a little effort, but you will win in the end. And incidentally, so will the environment. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.